Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. It's good to have with us Joseph Connor, a man I've come to admire greatly over many years now, for primarily his dogged determination to prevent something that Barack Obama did on his last days in office, namely the release from federal prison in May of Oscar Lopez Rivera, with the president's clemency, ending his serving of a very long prison sentence for, among other things, the murder of Joseph Connor's father. Joseph is the co-author of The New Founders with Michael Duncan. He writes at wewinamerica.com, and he will be a co-author of a forthcoming book entitled Forgotten Terror, about the Francis Terror bombing where his father perished. Joseph Connor, it is with the deepest of regret that I say how sorry I am about what Barack Obama did. Welcome back to the program, and tell us about the backstory here, if you will, what led up to this clemency, the crime that has now been, in a way, ignored by Barack Obama.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. Thanks for having me. My father, Frank Connor, was 33 years old when he was murdered at Francis Tavern, where George Washington bid farewell to his officers after the Revolutionary War. The FALN, Puerto Rican terrorist group, claimed responsibility. And that was January 24th, so tomorrow's the anniversary, 1975. The FALN terrorists blew up 130 bombs in the U.S. between 74 and 83. They murdered six. They were caught in Chicago in 1981, and they were sentenced to between 50, 70, 80, 90 years in prison, appropriately long prison terms. In 1999, when Hillary Clinton was running for senator for New York, Bill Clinton offered them executive clemency. They didn't request it. They didn't ask for it. As a matter of fact, they didn't accept it. For 30 days in 1999, in August, they took conference calls between prisons to decide whether they were going to accept the clemency for their heinous crimes. They eventually walked out of prison on September 10th, 1999, except for one, Oscar Lopez Rivera. He refused the clemency, which included a stipulation that he'd have to renounce violence and disassociate himself with other felons. He wouldn't do it. So he decided to stay in prison, and he has been in prison ever since. In 2011, he finally accepted his first parole opportunity, and a group of victims and family members went out to the Terre Haute federal prison and faced him at his parole hearing, where we were looking to, if he had been contrite, asked for forgiveness, showed some remorse, we likely would have recommended that the parole commissioner release him, but he didn't. He refused. He obfuscated. He lied. He wouldn't accept responsibility, and he stayed in prison where he belongs. That is until this week when, as you said, President Obama released this unrepentant, remorseless terrorist.
And was there a stipulation in President Obama's clemency that he renounce violence, that he disassociate himself from felons, any of that?
No, there was nothing. There was nothing that would ask him to solve crimes. Look, Oscar Lopez was a leader of the FALN. The one person who spoke was a guy named Freddy Mendez. He was the only one of the whole group that ever talked to the law enforcement, and he's in federal witness protection still after 30 years. But he figured Lopez is the leader of the group, strategist, recruiter, bomb maker.
Just to be clear, of the deadliest bombing campaign of the era, as it's been called.
Yes.
Let me just then turn to the subject of an important op-ed article that you had in the Wall Street Journal on Friday, Joe Connor,
yep.
An absolutely unbelievable act of, well, indifference to this criminal pattern and conduct and history, unrepentant as the perpetrator is, as you say. Talk a bit about this fellow, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and what he is proposing to do to honor the perpetrator of all these crimes, Oscar Lopez Rivera.
There's been clamor from the left for his release, calling him a political prisoner, from the likes of Luis Gutierrez and Melissa Mark Viverito. Even Bernie Sanders have screamed about it. But the most recent one and the most high profile who actually spoke to the president about it was the creator and writer and star of Hamilton, of all shows, Lin-Manuel Miranda, who has pledged now that when his hero Oscar Lopez is released, he will revive his role as Hamilton and do a show for him at the theater in Chicago. And it is an absolute travesty that this guy, who is now, he sets himself up almost as a Hamilton, where he's part of, you know, talks about being part of American history, using Hamilton's name to make millions. And there's so many ironies here. Hamilton, much of the show was set at Francis Tavern. Alexander Hamilton spent enormous time at Francis Tavern. It's where the Sons of Liberty met. It's where they planned the blueprint for America.
Yeah. And this man perpetrated the destruction, at least for a time, of Francis Tavern, along with the murder of people like your father who were there innocently eating lunch, as I recall.
Exactly. Think about how Hamilton would feel if he knew that the show which enriched this man, this man would push for the release and honor a terrorist who would take down the country that Hamilton founded. It's confounding.
It's another irony is, of course, that Hamilton thought that the president would never abuse this clemency privilege, which is arguably the single most sweeping of all of the president's powers. Tell me why.
Absolutely right. In Federalist 74, Hamilton argued to leave the unchecked power of the pardon in the Constitution, because he said no president would ever use it lest he be thought a conniver. Well, now you have Bill Clinton, who offered him clemency, the ultimate conniver.
Indeed.
And now you have Barack Obama, conniver junior, offering him clemency too. So, yeah.
Unconditional clemency at that.
Absolutely. There's no conditions on this.
Hey, Joseph, we're almost out of time. Let me just ask you very quickly. There is a bill that I understand is now being considered in the state of New York as a kind of equivalent to the registry that sex offenders are being forced to submit to. The idea would be that if indeed terrorists like Oscar Lopez Rivera are turned loose on our society with utter indifference to the implications for public safety, and that is how I see what Barack Obama has done in this case, as in so many others, that at the very least, the communities would know that they are now resident in their area. Would you have a view of the advisability of such legislation, not just in New York, but every state of the union?
Yeah, you know what? That kind of thing drives me insane. Why are we releasing people that we have to register as dangerous? It's the same as the sex offenders. If they're going to be dangerous, if they're going to hurt our children, why the hell are we letting them out of prison? So, I mean, I guess it's a way to mitigate the clemency, because I know in New York, Cuomo just set it up so Judy Clark, the Weather Underground / family member, could be released. So I guess it's a way for the legislators to try to mitigate the clemency. And in that case, I'd say it was okay. But the fact that we have to do that, Frank, is just so, it's so beyond the pale.
But Joseph Conner, we have to leave it at that for the moment. But I'm so grateful to you for your time and all the work that you've put into this cause. I hope that you will be successful in stopping this man from perpetrating more harm and preventing his lionization by people like the architect of Hamilton. Thank you, my friend. Good to talk with you. Great to talk with the rest of you. I hope we'll do so again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.